Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There was another structure fire in the Two Rivers Pleasant Valley area Monday. An unoccupied home on Grange Hall Road burned. State troopers say the cause and origin of the fire are being investigated by the Alaska Fire Marshal's office. Pleasant Valley Community Association Chairman Wayne Shea says the home was a total loss.
The house itself is torn to the ground.
The owners of the property were out of town, and the 4,000-square-foot, 6-bedroom house was for sale. Shea says local people and state forestry firefighters tried to save it.
Between the helicopter and the bucket, they were working on it. The residents is trying to keep the edges done, and the Forest Service had to, a couple big trees started on fire, and they had to put them out.
Fires at 5 other properties since early May in the area along Chena Hot Springs Road are being investigated as arson. The rural area east of Fairbanks does not have a fire department. Shea says a local resident has asked the Fairbanks North Star Borough to station a fire truck in the area.
They're considering giving us a truck for a while, loaning us, and we have to have some CDL drivers lined up. And I think we got right now 12 or 14 men that said they'd be willing. So we're trying to work that out and get that all together.
Shea notes that there are liability issues. In the meantime, he says local people have stepped up and improvised their own firefighting rigs.
Some of the people right now have these totes. They're about 250 to 400 gallons. We have one man in our church that has put two of them in a horse trailer and plumbed them together. And another man has a 1,000-gallon water tank for underground, but he's put it on a trailer, and he's got a pump and a bunch of hoses.
Among other local responses to the ongoing threat, Shea points to a community watch program in the works and an information reward fund, which has risen to nearly $15,000.
The money coming in for the reward is phenomenal, and we've had some come from the lower 48.
Shea says the situation continues to pull the community closer together. A former Bethel Elementary School principal will spend 15 years in prison for trying to entice a child to engage in sexual activity in 2019. Alaska Public Media reports that a U.S. District Court judge sentenced 57-year-old Christopher Carmichael in Anchorage yesterday after he pleaded guilty in February. Prosecutors had wanted Carmichael behind bars for 40 years. Carmichael's attorney, Alan Dayan, argued for the 15-year sentence, saying Carmichael was abused as a child. In his statement to the court, Carmichael sobbed and apologized to the victim and the Bethel community. Assistant U.S. Attorney Daniel Doty declined an interview, but in a written statement, the victim said she hoped Carmichael would spend the rest of his life in prison, adding that she doesn't trust the world as she used to. Burst beaver dams caused landslides, which blocked the Richardson Highway near Paxson July 1st and again Monday. Alaska Department of Transportation spokesperson Danielle Tessen says on both occasions, beaver dams built uphill of the highway near mile 187 swelled ponds, which eventually burst the dams.
And then essentially a whole flash flood of debris and materials and water from the ponds come flashing down the side of the hill and cover the road.
Tessen says no vehicles were caught in either slide, and in both incidents, the highway was cleared and reopened in about 2 hours. But there's concern that another such release could result in a more serious outcome.
You know, the first time you're like, oh, that was lucky. And then the second time I was like, okay, this is really lucky.
Tessen says DOT materials experts are thoroughly going over the site to better understand the situation and consider possible remedies. An evacuation order that's been in effect near the end of Chena Hot Springs Road due to the Munson Creek wildfire is being scaled back a notch from the go to set level. State Forestry spokesperson Tim Mowry says the change is because the 38,000-acre fire is no longer growing significantly.
At least in the areas, you know, that are of concern there along Chena Hot Springs Road, or east of the resort.
Mowry says firefighters completed a burnout near Monument Creek east of Chena Hot Springs yesterday.
Burn out all the fuel between the creek and the main fire for about a mile stretch.
Munson Creek fire operations are ramping down, and Mowry says the response will officially transition to a smaller organization on Saturday.
40 to 50 personnel range. You know, there'll be a crew there. There'll probably be a half dozen engines, some assorted, you know, a helicopter still, and some assorted overhead personnel.
Mowry stresses that water pumps and sprinklers set up around area structures will remain in place and continue to be monitored in case fire activity increases. A plan to build a nearly 1,600-mile railroad to link tracks in Alaska and Canada is on hold and appears to be in jeopardy. KWC's Tim Ellis reports.
It's a very significant project.
A year ago, former Alaska Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and other state leaders were gushing with enthusiasm over the Alaska to Alberta Railway's plan to build a 1,600-mile railway from northern Alberta to the eastern interior of Alaska to transport raw materials like minerals or bitumen for export.
We're hoping to begin formal permitting, with the environmental impact statement process sometime either late this year or early next.
But now it's hard to find any of that initial enthusiasm. Treadwell, the project's vice president, isn't talking publicly about the $17 billion project. Also, the chairman of the Calgary-based railway company has left, along with other top executives, after being accused of financial improprieties. Meanwhile, those still with the company are seeking to protect it from creditors to avoid liquidation while they try to sell it or refinance the project. And the main lender for the proposed railway is in court-ordered receivership, while authorities investigated over allegations of financial wrongdoing, all of which has left Alaska Railroad President and CEO Bill O'Leary wondering about the future of the project.
It certainly appears to be a tough situation at this point, and I think most of their efforts are going towards trying to figure out what their next steps are.
O'Leary says he still supports the idea of an Alaska-Canada railway that would link up with the Alaska Railroad. It's a concept that's been proposed several times over the years, and he says the Alaska to Alberta Railway's proposal is the most promising he's seen. Now, however, he's uncertain about its future.
You know, at this point, I'm not sure I have any. I know I have no inside information on how this is going to all play out.
Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson also strongly supports the project, but he says he too is now worried whether it'll come to fruition.
Quite a boondoggle over the financing of the project.
The guy who owns it is Winnipeg businessman Sean McCaution, and evidence uncovered by investigators suggests he and the lender, Bridging Finance, both are indeed in trouble. The CBC reports that an investigation by the Ontario Securities Commission has found many financial irregularities between McCaution and Bridging Finance, and according to the Toronto Globe and Mail, millions of dollars from the lender intended for the rail project have instead been transferred into McCaution's personal bank account. His name now no longer appears on the A2A company website, and the Globe and Mail says he hasn't been seen for more than 2 months now.
I honestly don't know, if we still should be hopeful.
Dodson says he's trying to reserve judgment about the company and its ability to build the A2A railway, but he says it's hard to remain enthusiastic, especially because the company has failed to provide any information about the project since it sent out a news release 3 weeks ago announcing its bankruptcy and the lender's receivership.
There's been no additional clarity offered that I know of.
Some clarity may come from an Alberta judge's decision on Monday to appoint an interim receiver and authorize it to take control of the Alaska to Alberta Railway and manage its operations and assets. A person who's knowledgeable about the issue, who spoke on background, says the judge's action should clear the way for selling the company or refinancing the project. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.